Garbage Day by Russell L. Burt. Kenneth loved Thursdays. That's because Thursday was garbage day at his house, and always had been, because Kenneth had never lived in another house. He had grown up there, lived through his parents' death there, married, and had a child there. Kenneth was 12 when the significance of garbage day first struck him. That's when it became his job to patrol the household's trash bins, bag their contents, and then toss the bags into the huge plastic garbage can outside his kitchen door. Well, now it was a huge blue can. Back then it had been a couple of smaller metal cans. But superficial differences aside, the result was always the same. The detritus that had accumulated over the week was gone, disappearing while you slept, as if by magic. The reminders of all your mistakes and failings were swept away, leaving you with a clean slate. It was as if you never broke that dinner plate, never received that failing grade on your schoolwork. The evidence simply no longer existed. Thanks to that wondrous day of the week, the rejection letters from all the colleges you applied to weren't sitting around the house, humiliating you. Did Kenneth ever really have a venereal disease? You certainly couldn't tell by walking through his house. There were no prescription bottles for antibiotics lying about. Those had exited his life permanently via that magnificent rolling contraption which Kenneth placed dutifully at the curb every Wednesday night. It might as well have never happened. Kenneth knew the joy of a born-again Christian every week. All was gone. All was washed away. Every Wednesday was New Year's Eve. Every Thursday a new beginning. Sheila had mocked him, mocked his pleasure and giddiness each midweek. She never could understand why the day was so exciting to him. It just never clicked with her, though he tried to explain it. "It never happened," he would tell her. "Of course it happened," she would respond. "Prove it," Kenneth would say. "I don't have to," Sheila might respond. "I remember it." "Maybe you dreamed it," Kenneth would suggest triumphantly. Of course, Kenneth had never had that conversation, had never been married, in fact. There was no wedding license, no wedding invitations. He had never known a short, argumentative woman named Sheila, and certainly never cheated on her. Look around. Is there any Sheila here? Nope. And therefore, of course, he was childless. He would never dream of fathering a child out of wedlock. Besides, where was the birth certificate? The pictures, the bronzed baby shoes? Nowhere in this house, that's for sure. Not a single child present. As the police officers pounded at the front door, Kenneth shook his head disapprovingly. What silly men. They were here to arrest someone who had done nothing wrong. Someone who didn't even exist, for that matter, he thought, as he opened the back door and began to climb into the big blue garbage can.
This has been a presentation of Pseudopod, which is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Find us online at pseudopod.org.